that you want me to find out with the 1020 or the 1621 car. Okay, Channel 2 Desert Assassins. I can look that up. I got a lot of people in line here. You know, 705, I hear you. We already took 761, and we took care of 707, but I got other things going on right now, so if it's status you guys are looking for, just hang loose.
The man 12, quick one.
12, go ahead.
Yeah, officer's looking for 280X rider Rudy. I just talked to him. He's just about back to start finish.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, he's okay. Almost there. Go clear.
Boy, center 5, this is 60, copy.
Okay, 1248, you're being towed by a spectator and you don't want your team to come in and get you, that you're already being towed out. What's the frequency so I don't have to look it up? Okay, 1248 Chase, you copy that? 1248 is under tow by a spectator, they don't need you to come in. Is that a 10-4? Checker relay, go ahead. I'm sorry, you want a confirmation what? Help is on the way, you can leave. 722, I'll put you on the list. 705 Chase.
705 is being pulled in by another vehicle. We just passed them in route.
Check 2, copy Weatherman. Weatherman to check 2.
Roy, checker 5, do you copy? Roy, checker 5, do you copy?
Hops, go ahead. Weatherman to check 3. I'm sorry, check 3, you say you have had 11s? Copy, 1802, 1100 and 1802 through check 3. Class 9s, have you seen class 9s or 1400s or 1500s?
Oh, this is Holman D, copy. Are you heading back into town or are you still kind of out in the area?
In a few minutes, check 2, copy, Weatherman.
I'm trying to get a hold of Roy. I'm getting an answer to find out what the deal is with the last two trips.
Yeah. Before you close, I need to know the cars that didn't make it to you. Yeah. And I got my theories on that. And I'll do something about it. But in the meantime, you guys are going to be closed and people are going to wonder if their car's between 1 and 2. Okay, we're going to make some assumptions that the Class 1 guys, the trophy trucks, the Class 10 guys, the Class 8 guys, the pro trucks, and the score lights all have good radio communications and don't need help with regards, you know, to us. So we're going to start with a 1600 class and work it all the way out to the end. Read the ones on the score list. Do you have 1649? Okay, do you have 1639? Okay, and do you have 1640 and 1641? Those were add-ons. Okay, then you have in class 16 everything that score has, so tell me the ones that did not make it. I got those. Okay, the following vehicles never made class 3. And that would be 1603. Wait a minute, check 2. Check 2, copy Weatherman. Oh, you are check 2, I'm sorry. Okay, are there any cars out there that are 1600 cars looking for their cars between checkpoint 1 and 2? He was out at race mile 23. Anybody else? Let's do class 5 next, check 2.
Okay, class 5, the only one we don't have is 501. 501 did not come through.
Copy, that was a withdraw, so that's everybody else is through too.
Okay, now, well, we've got some back numbers here that I've missed too, so 517, 518, and 519.
Right, they were all that did not start or withdrawn or out. Okay, let's do class 7.
We're on the road. Hey, grab a car trailer and follow us, like if you guys are going to Nathan Info that airport, remember? We broke the air arm, so we're lugging it back to the camp.
Very
through 2, but we haven't got to 3 yet about that. Okay, let's go to 7SX.
And switch gray channels.
Did it not come through? That's it, let's do that. Okay, now I have 741 broken at race mile 118. Oh, that's before you, okay. Copy, 741 is on a tow rope. Okay, now, there were some add-ons with 7SX. You had 746, 47, and 48.
47 and 48.
Yes, we got 46. Copy that. No 747 and no 748. 748 never made check one. Okay, class 5-1600. And he would broke an axle at race mile 113. Okay, let's go to stock full.
Yeah, 10-4, go ahead, Rev.
722.
Hey, Rev, we're going to come back. This is checker 60, copy.
Okay, I'll put you down on the list. You're on the list, but I'm doing something else right now because check 2 is about to close. So I won't be able to see you or talk to you for probably half an hour.
This is 60, copy.
Was that 1621?
Reverend Ray, check is 5, you copy.
Okay, I got 1630 on the list, but what's the 1621? I thought we took care of that already. And you can't reach him on the radio? Okay, and I don't have the Desert Assassin's list with me. It's still in the toter home from doing a job for that guy, Streech. Desert Assassins, yeah, what's the story on 721? Okay, you guys are towing it back to town, not some stranger or anything like that, right? Okay. It's on a tow rope, it's headed back for town with regards to 721. Okay, in that stock full class, check 2, I don't know if we went over this, but there were some add-ons. 865 and 879. Okay, let's go to stock mini. Two cars.
Stock mini, we had one.
Copy that. No show for stock mini. Okay, let's go to class 9. 4 entries. Okay, 4 cars came through, and Brian Church 948 did not start. Okay, class 3, we had 3 cars. Two of them went through check 1. Copy. Only 300 through check 2. Okay, class 17, Bob Land. Does anybody out there think that he might win the championship in class 17 this year? Okay, Sportsman Truck. Don't have any add-ons. We had 1506, 1598, and 99. Okay, Sportsman Buggies. Okay, class 11. We already did 11, didn't we? Okay, in the 1800 class, there were 3. Yeah, the only 1802 is the only one that got to 2, and it's already through 3. Okay, well, that does it, except for the bikes, and nobody's been asking about bikes in so long, I think that we don't even have to do that. Before we say that, anybody lost a bike between check 1 and check 2 that doesn't know where it is? Air Force One. 99% chance it'll be Scripps Memorial in San Diego, but let me just verify that for you. Rescue Director. Aeromedevac, where will you be taking the patient? Copy that. University of California at San Diego Medical Center. 1506 Chase. It went through checkpoint 2. And I'm not thinking that enough cars in those classes where they've all made 3, so I'm not going to check with 3 for probably another 30, 40, 50 minutes. Okay, let me get some of these out of the way. 705, are you still hanging? What are we doing for you? check 3. Yeah, I'd like to catch up on all the faster classes that for the majority, where you haven't been seeing any more of them for a long time. In other words, I'm going to assume that all the trophy trucks, Class 1s, Class 10s, Class 8s, Score Lights, Pro Trucks, and 1600s have been through you, and even the Class 5s. Am I right? Yeah, 10-4. Well, let's take the vehicles that are on your list. I'll give you the add-ons in each class. But just tell me, who hasn't made 3? We don't have to worry about trophy trucks, Class 1s. These guys have big radios. Big Kenwood radios with a lot of power, and they don't need a lot of help. But let's just start with the 1600 class.
I'm off the roof. Another mustache on it. Yeah, problem.
So you listened when Check 2 did all his stuff. So the only 1600 that was reported through 2 that didn't get to you was 1614. Before race mile 12, and 1641 was broke at race mile 111.
Just drove past it, going both directions. I saw the letters. That shit wasn't even big at all. Fine, you're lying. Don't lie to us.
Okay, well, 1630 did make it through 3.
Bye.
All the 1600s made it through 3, with the exceptions of 1601, 1602, 1603, 1606, 1608, 1609, 1612, 1614 hasn't got there yet, 1615, 1628 didn't make 2 or 3, and 1629 didn't make 1, and everything else, so 1614 is the only one there. No, none of them got, none of them, by 17, 18, and 19 were did not starts, withdrawals, or 519 was out with a blown motor earlier. No, he's out. So then you only had 2 class 5s, 503 and 516.
Dash sign, mustache sign. It's called a motto.
Hector needed gas, and gas was on the way to him.
Hey, you got any status on that? Hey, Matt, better.
I guarantee you the claims guys are there.
Well, we got the whole...
Johnson.
I love this.
of them.
How many you said?
Four. Quattro.
Okay. Thank you.
Weatherman, base 1007.
Chase 1007.
We got a message about half an hour ago that two Chase vehicles were needed, one with a trailer. There was already one Chase vehicle underway expecting to tow both the race car and the four-seater. We need to verify that a second Chase vehicle with the trailer is really needed. Over.
I believe Derek said he wanted a trailer and another vehicle with a tow strap.
Okay, if Derek said it, it's got to be right. Would you tell him that a second vehicle with the trailer is on its way? Thank you.
1007 Derek. Copy that. 1007 Chase, no trailer needed. No trailer needed. Copy.
Copy. We'll turn around. Thank you very much. Good night.
Other man, Ops. Copy.
Ops.
Yes, sir. Have you got any information on the Saga between 1218 and 555?
Yeah, 10-4. Yeah, that's Garcia Diaz.
Steve, copy. Were they engines still running out, or did they get gas and parts?
Their intentions were to get gas, and they had a guy on the way, and their intentions were to fix the axle, and they had the axles on the way. They have not heard any different.
Go ahead.
You know approximate race miles for both of them?
Yeah, I'm sitting there waiting so I could pull them back home and get back there, but he's stuck in traffic at the Arches.
If it is, I'll do it, but, you know, they all have radios, and they're all hooked up together.
Know what's going on.
Rough guesstimate, but, when you get a chance, just give me a holler with it.
Yeah.
Also, when you look back through your stuff, 72 Alpha, we've lost him.
Yeah, Tommy.
72 Alpha, his quad was at race mile 147. This was about 3 hours ago for Rick Johnson, Agave Motorsports. That was the quad, not the rider.
Dodge. Tom Cummingsville.
Becker, go ahead.
Is it you?
Hey, yes. Couldn't tell you, just got out of the shop. Thought I'd go eat tiny salad in 5 minutes.
I know he's past 3.
Cross away from him, right?
I know 743 is past 3.
Is it cross from him?
I believe so. I'm in 42 if you're looking for me.
I am not, but I am.
Negative. He timed out before 3. He went through 2, but not 3 on the 1503 car.
He has no TV.
1637 race.
Bottom edges.
809 Chase.
Transporter is Matt. Scott, Patrick, anybody? Matt, this is Brian. I'm here. You're at the rig. Are we going to have room to pull this thing in there or what? Plan, I'm behind you.
I don't have any information at all on 1503 other than I know he went through 2 and I know he didn't go through 3. Yeah, you guys are out. You never made check 1, right?
Hey, Rob, are you back there yet? Yeah, I'm like 2 blocks away.
Copy. So 809 went through 1 after time and kept going, but now you're out and you're under tow.
Hey, I don't even think we're 2 blocks away right now.
Weatherman to check 3 or 4.
You got your radio on?
Looking for cross 1. 115. Copy that. So 115 is a probable finisher, but we don't get the finishers.
Excuse me, someone, can you get off?
Weatherman, this is 1100 Chase. Have not had contact from vehicle for over 3 hours. Wondering if you have a location.
1100, Eric, do you think he's going to win his class this year?
How's that decided? This is off the industry.
through 3. And I don't know that he's had time to make it to 4, but he's certainly through 3.
Do you know what time he went through 3 with him in?
I've been keeping track of times.
Zoo.
Thank you, Weatherman, out.
Kilometer 52? I don't know. My map's too small, and could probably put on some glasses and look at it. Hold on.
Hey, Bob, look at those maps, the maps in your blue book. That'll help you out, those colored maps in the blue book.
Yeah, I know, but it's pretty small.
Easy there. Got a magnifying glass here. What are you trying to figure out?
Hey, can I go forward? I got a gate here.
Wait a minute, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
I sure can't get out of this.
Okay, kilometer 52 is at the bottom of the hill, or the top of the hill, I think. You're north where the road goes into Metomi or comes out into Tulker. In other words, the road comes out of Metomi at race mile 196. At that point, you go north to 52, and that's where the race course exits the highway and takes the old Portocitos Road.
Weatherman, this is 1639 Chase. Can you come back to me?
Yeah, I've been trying to reach you. Rigsby's a customer, but I can't find a card file on him. Could it be under anything else? And we were doing work for Rigsby back at the trailer, and some of the cards that we were doing work with, programming units, didn't get back into the file box. Yeah, Rick.
Copy, copy.
Rick, do me a favor. Go over to BFG Relay 12, because that's usually Aggie's hangout, and ask Relay 12 if there's anybody stuck back there. And he could tell you for sure.
Hey, Ralph, go to 7. Is that
7? Weatherman, this is 1639 Chase. Can you come back?
1639, go ahead.
Is there a different frequency or any way I can get a hold of checkpoint 4 to find out if our car is cleared?
Well, we usually don't want race cars calling checkpoints, but in your case, go for it.
Thank you. Is there another frequency?
No, this is it.
Check 4, this is 1639 Chase. Can you come back?
1639 is trying to get a hold of you.
4's already responded. 1639 has not been to check 4 yet.
The way is it?
1203. Check 3, go ahead. Supers. Okay, 1503 is now through check 3.
Come here,
Woodman.
And you're going to tell me you're Johnny Campbell, right?
Copy.
This is Robbie Gordon.
It sounds a little different when you're not, but we know who you are, buddy. It's well said.
This is nothing for the pirate.
Arr, mateys.
So, that's the key with the man. I'll tell you that.
Weatherman ops. I'll take care of that 762. Ops, go ahead.
Hey, Zorro, Zorro.
Okay, pertaining to the ambulance, there is another one being dispatched and trying to fix the one that's out there now. They're going to try to jumper the batteries and see what they can do to it or tow it back.
Copy. There is another ambulance going out to fix the first ambulance. Either jumper it or tow it back.
You say 1503 just cleared your location?
Well, he's got a long day. He's got like 2 minutes exactly to get to checkpoint 3.
Yeah, do you really have an upgrade at all on Memo Rodriguez 721 if he's got his truck on the trailer or not?
On the 721, Memo was going to call me. I mean, they had a trailer and no ramps, but they were getting the ramps from somebody else. And he's going to call me if he needed me, but he never called me.
Oh, yeah. I got it.
No, I was thinking 3 was out there at the other end of the building. Oh, well.
All right.
So we'll put that on the tail end. I don't think Aggie's seen anybody else.
One Alpha, this is Score Ops. Can we help you? Alpha, this is Score Ops. Can we help you? See what we can find out for you.
51 Alpha broke 5 miles before checkpoint 1 and was out of the race. Nobody was hurt.
I mean, while you got that, they're looking for 73 Alpha also. Go ahead.
Well, 73 Alpha, as of 11:10 this morning, had not made checkpoint 1.
Okay, so that's the last we heard one. So as far as we know, he has not made checkpoint 1.
And they see him later. They tell me.
Copy that. So nobody knows where he is.
Yeah, I was. If he'd gone through 4 and he hadn't gone through 4, but now you're saying he's going through 218 now? Okay. Well, that narrows the search down. Anybody looking still for 1639?
1639 Chase, go ahead. 10-4, thank you very much.
Okay, so we know that he's through 3. We know that he's through race mile 218. And we know he hasn't made 4.
1639 we're talking about, correct?
That is correct.
This is 1639 Chase, thank you, old man.
Simulcast, 762... Chase Ranger, 762 Chase Ranger, are you on either frequency? No response, but if you're listening, 762 is out of the race, that's per main, and everybody is back at the hotel, and they wanted me to get a hold of you to tell you to go back to the hotel as well. 1007, 51 Alpha Chase, 10-4. Go ahead. Yeah, I do. I do. Stand by, Relay 12. 1621 Chase, go ahead. Yeah, they're headed north and you're headed south. And you're supposed to meet at 52. Relay 12, let me have a bunch of cars.
Rich is back at the motel right now. Jason, is that you?
I've got 9. You gave me 8. It was 869 and 865, something about that.
Copy.
Did Rick Johnson get a hold of you to find out if there's anybody stuck in Metomi that he could go pull out? 10-4.
864 Chase, the weatherman.
Too many units. Let's try to get in line here. Okay, 1639, it's your turn, go ahead. Okay, so 1639 at Race Mile, they're back a mile north of Race Mile 218. They have no gas and no battery, and I got the frequency. Copy, physically at 218. I'll handle it in a second here. You're going to pick them up?
Didn't make it to checkpoint 1.
I got him where he did go through checkpoint 1 at 2:30. Thank you.
Weatherman, 73 Alpha was out of the race a while back. They never made it to Zoo Road. They were out of the race since early this morning. Copy?
Checkpoint 1 had him go through there at 2:30.
Stand by, Rick Johnson. I'll get the channel back here pretty soon. I talked to one of the guys from 73 Alpha, and he said the bike only had 3 gears, and they were going to keep riding just for the fun of it, even though they were out of the race already. So I don't know how far they went, but that's what one of the guys from the team told me. Copy?
Copy.
Hey, Tom, have you caught up to us yet?
The bike's already in town. I physically see the bike. So I don't know if you guys want to keep on looking for it or not, but the bike's in San Felipe, 73 Alpha.
Who is this giving me the information?
Huh? You heard earlier your sap was dragging him back.
He helped out that team, he raced for that team. And I seen the bike just a minute ago.
So have you guys caught up to us?
Okie dokie, his mother, their mother's here, that's why she's wondering where we're at. Thank you much, Lee.
And
264 Chase, Weatherman.
Do you have a number on the class, one that's upside down in Metomi?
Somebody's making a trail of water for something in the road.
Be that tanker truck that we so conveniently left buried down to the rear ICC bumper in the dirt.
I wonder if it could be a sportsman buggy that looks like a Class 1.
All the way to the ICC bumper.
Not a lot of weight for a set of singles, too.
Weatherman at Relay 12. Now, look to frequency, por favor. La Carrera. Frequency, para La Carrera. Today. Toto.
Speak English, man.
Relay 12 right here on the channel. Always.
Forever.
You got walked on, dear. Let's start over.
There, no good fresh air up there.
Oh, it's not bad.
Say it again.
Damn, they were in front of me and behind Ernie.
Ya me cambié la voz.
Gracious.
The license plate number on the trailer.
Now, when you say 41, are we talking about, I'm not getting the whole deal here. Is it 1641, 1041, 1241?
Hey, Mod Squad, you guys be nice. Remember, we need him to exchange information first, then you can make beating to a pulp.
Oh, we won't hurt him. He's on the same frequency as us, him and that box truck in front of us. Because when he got moving, they told him on the radio to keep it moving, and it come right over the top of ours.
Thank you very much. Okay, now, 41, I got 41. I'm missing a couple numbers or a number on this 41 that's broken transmission at Race Mile 50 The driver walked out, and he thinks it's going to take more than one truck to get him out of there. Let's finish this.
Be fine. We'll get the information. I'll give him the best I can of yours.
El otro línea, por favor. Usar el número dos.
Coméntate a la número 2, por favor, de Roberto, a ver si me escuchan para comunicarnos. A la número 2, luego, nomás para comunicarte algo.
864 Chase, weatherman, do you copy?
Okay, somebody reported a Class 1 car upside down in Metomi. I think race mile 150 is in Chinate Wash. Let's clear some of this up. Can anybody help us here?
This is 141 Chase.
I'm gonna find his last dozen. He's not with us, so watch out.
The car has broke transmission at mile marker 150. We got one truck going in to tow him out. We got another truck coming with a trailer to meet him down in kilometer 20 on the highway.
Rick Johnson?
141 Chase back.
141 Chase, go ahead.
We have the co-driver with us, but we don't know if the driver walked out. Does anybody know if the driver walked out?
Okay, 141 Chase reports that they have the co-driver with them. Wants to know if the driver also walked out on 141. Johnson, Relay 12, you got a copy?
Copy.
Relay 12?
Mike, right where you are, right in there, there's another cutout to the right. I don't want to go the way I came in because I hit that power line. Yeah, it's like between the fence post and...
Okay, Relay 12, this is the BSG crew, set, whatever. We are attacking the pavement as I speak.
Are you guys out there at the AM-PM yet? Stand for
12 and a half, this is Chinate Pit. We are attacking pavement.
Yeah, I'm going to get up on the pavement right now. I'll pull over. Okay, we're there. You need to have Ernie there with that trailer, too. Oh, hey, Ernie, I can't see to my right. There's a car. I'm good on the left. Am I good on the right?
Weatherman, do you copy?
I barely copy. Try it again.
864 Chase, Weatherman.
Alright, we're coming up on you guys now. That's our stuff all there on the right if you want to pull in with them so we can look it over.
Relay 12, do you copy Izzy?
1218 to Rick.
Relay 12, do you copy Izzy?
Was there any news on 739? Too many units. 739.
tracers has gone through 3, but not to 4. And 1641 was stuck between race mile 111 and 112 with a bad clutch. And their crew was working towards them, and I believe they have got to them. They haven't called me back and told me they did, but they were very close, within 15 minutes of each other. That was about 30 minutes ago.
739, Chase. Thank you, Weatherman.
864, Chase, to Weatherman. If we can get a status check on 864.
Okay, on 1248, he broke an axle at race mile 155, and that was relayed to his crew, 1248. Negative?
Yeah.
Who got the car on the trailer?
Right in the middle of the boardwalk.
We're doing okay, we're fine, and I was just going to wait until you told me that Central got the message. So I'm still here on relay. We're all off here, doing fine.
For your own.
Thank you very much, and thank you guys for all your hard work. Greatly appreciate your assistance. And I think my voice went south.
You're saying 1641 is being towed?
Oh, when I get back. Well, I've been drinking some. I realize I get intense about what I'm doing and making sure I get all my numbers.
1641 is being towed by 1641, Chase.
I'm going to go back over to BFG Maine. And, you know, our communication's here. Thanks again.
Señores, la frecuencia es para cadenas el día de hoy. Agradeceríamos usar otro canal. Señorita, el canal es de carreras el día de hoy. Agradeceríamos cambio de frecuencia, por favor.
What is the frequency for 1248? Now call the guys that went to get them.
And you think you're still dragging your toe strap?
1248 race or 1248 chase that's got the race car in tow? Anybody on the channel?
Señorita, agradeceríamos cambiar de frecuencia a esta frecuencia de carrera por el día de hoy. Si sería tan amable.
Thank you, man.
Anybody from 1248 on the air?
Señorita, por favor, entienda, cámbiese de frecuencia.
Okay, what highway? North of San Felipe or down by Puerto Cetus, Matomi? Okay, well, considering the time it's time between, you know, when the first report came in and now, he was broke at 155. Well, 155 is a fairly good road, you know, out to the Puerto Cetus Road, you know, the Morelia Road. And from there he's got, you know, a straight shot up Morelia Road to Zoo Road and out. He's probably back in town by now. Well, I'll go back and look through a bunch of notes here. I'll try to confirm it for you. Yeah, being told by a spectator, don't bring in the vehicles. Being told out by a spectator. Well, considering where they were broke, they would go out due west to Morelia Road, up to Zoo Road, and then east on Zoo Road to the highway and back to San Felipe. Go ahead, 705.
Va a llegar allá atrás por una pista, güey. Ahí les caigo.
Engine 1, go to 2, please.
864 Chase 2 to Weatherman. 864 Chase to Weatherman. Can we find out status on race 864? Lost contact at mile marker 162.
Yeah, stand by 864. You lost contact with the race car at race mile 162. Get your frequency ready, but I got some other things I'm doing right now.
24, thank you.
Copy. 705 Chase 1 says that last they heard they were up in Matomi Wash. They're roughly 15 miles to go to the pavement, and that's per Chase 1. 864, you got a frequency for me?
Frequency 152960.
I'll meet you over there.
24.
I love relays. I hate status. Weatherman to check 4. Yeah.
I'm going to give you a list of 8 cars, or do you already have it from Relay 12? The last cars that entered Metomi. Check 4.
BFG Relay, BFG Relay.
Okay. Forget 5, 6, 8, unless he was interspersed with other cars. And then there's 5 more after 8, 6, 5. And I know that's a duplicate. Entered, come back out, got fixed, and then entered again. He was the last car to enter Metomi. Break, Relay 12. Report, and it's totally non-confirmed. But it was a report from a guy who got a report from somebody else that went through Metomi and said there's a Class 1 upside down in Metomi. Know anything about that?
Score H, score H, score ops.
So you never got any kind of confirmation either?
They're off that ERA. Go ahead, Reese. Sorry, say again?
Do you know which hotel I am at?
You're at? No, I don't, sir.
I was going to suggest if any more cars after 15...
Last I knew, Paul Fish had the list of those, you know, where everybody was staying.
Can you advise where a post tech is at, please?
Go ahead.
41 to finish the race, give or take a minute.
Weatherman ops. Ernie, you ready to roll? Tom, are you moving yet?
Go ahead.
On my way down. Okay, I didn't see you pass me. 10-4.
The eight vehicles that went into the wash, are they out of it yet, do you know?
You got somebody playing on the radio, ops. It happens every race. People get drunk, start playing because they think they can't be recognized behind the microphone. But then we record their voices, and someday we'll catch them. You know, a voice is a voice. It's a voice print. We'll catch them.
Yeah, we'll go up here a little ways, and you'll make a right. I think it's passing on the street.
Back to the original question. Did those eight make it out, Bob?
Well, they have to get to check four for us to find out if they made it out or to race mile 218. So, is it important right now? There are trail vehicles, and then there are going to be all kinds of interspersed vehicles coming out as well that we're going to add to the list.
It's not important. I just was hearing vehicles being mentioned, and I wasn't able to copy them all down. We were doing a couple other things.
Yeah, 10-4, I wouldn't have thought you had any yet.
Yeah, 10-4, well, the hotel is like 2 blocks from where we were at.
Just to give you another quick update, Weatherman, we have 214 finishers as of 7:30.
Go straight, you got a couple stop signs, and then when you start to drop down the hill, you can see where contingency was, so right as you, the bottom of that hill, where the hotel is.
7:30. Go ahead, Juan. Standby Relay 12, Medical Director Ops. Go ahead, sir. They would like for you to come over to St. James Hospital, 279 X-ray. Driver has back injuries, and he's a Mexican national, and Incident 1 is requesting your presence at St. James.
What about the motel side?
Let's go down there and look right now.
Incident 1, Rod's on his way over to you.
Also, make sure that the person that examined him the first time doesn't find out something new has been added to his injury.
And we're making a right now on the Ensenada.
No, 279 was incident number 2, I believe. Stand by.
Yeah, if I recall correctly, it was pretty early.
249 that got the treatment and was released from the hospital, and 279 that got on the bike, went to the finish line, we assume, and we had asked our medical people to examine him when he got to the finish line. And that's all we know. Nothing was ever turned in as an incident.
Downhill there where they had that stand.
Yeah, he was on the ground and he wasn't moving, and there's people all around him. And anyway, miraculously, he got up, got on his bike, and took off.
Here, let's just pull off to the right and wait for a sec and see what Tom comes up with.
901, it's your turn. Wait a minute. Relay 12, go ahead.
A little while, Ernie. It's bumper to bumper. It's like a parade.
10-4, yeah, we're a couple blocks from crushing that hill there, so we're just going to hang out, wait for you to call set.
Instant 1, score ups.
Wait for Tom to see what he finds down there.
Go to 2, medical director, go to 2.
10-4, thanks.
Thank you.
1248? Okay, are you sure he hadn't already been picked up? Okay, if you're going through Metomi, we had a report of a Class 1 car upside down, non-confirmed, so look for a Class 1 car that's upside down. Yeah, 10-4. There's a crew that's going through Metomi, making their way from 170-something to 155, and looking for him, because they don't know if he was picked up or not.
Just a couple minutes ago, we talked about that, and you, according to your notes, you said somebody had picked 1248 race and took them up towards Zoo Road.
No, I said, considering the time that it lapsed between the time you asked about him and the time that he was broken and that a chase truck was on his way to him, that he had plenty of time to get out and back to town. That's what I said. I didn't say he did get out. I said he had plenty of time to get out.
Okay, so you don't even think
for just a little teeny bit, not very long. I gotta go check my propane, see if I gotta change bottles, and look for something.
Is there enough underneath that street light?
Yeah, I guess there's no way.
here's what that is. A quad was at race mile 147 per Rick Johnson. Reliable source. The rider wasn't there, though.
Yeah, I just made a right turn after the hotel there. So like, past the ball right there, right on the screen. Right up where we were, the AMPM.
Rick Johnson, are you on the air?
End of that dirt road, okay, that you were on, all right? And it takes you right up to the top of the hill to where the AMPM is. Turn, just from the hotel, I made the right, headed towards the AMPM, and then just pulled off to the right.
Yeah, what's up? I think it was on, but I don't know, it was pretty dark. It was pretty dark out there, I couldn't tell the color.
Come hang with me or something real quick, and we can let the rain go.
So you went there?
Yeah, but that buddy, poor buddy, was over there stranded.
Nah, it was full of mud.
That's not Rick Johnson.
Yeah, come in, I saw 72 Alpha pass in the Tony Wash with that broken chain.
Come in, weatherman.
Do you know it? Andan buscando la 72, ¿ah? Ok, 72 Alfa, la miré hace cinco horas, quebrada en el Matomi, un Raptor azul. Ok, se le quebró la cadena más o menos. Deja agarro mi mapa para decirte dónde lo miré el vato. Esto fue hace como 5 horas.
Hotel, but we don't have your fuel. Tom has it, and I think he pulled into the hotel parking lot.
Is that 22A?
Mile 218 ops.
they're not, they'll pick it up from me in the States.
Okay, standby check four. If that was 22 Alpha, and I think it was race mile 200, they were out at race mile 179.
Hey, Mike, you got a copy?
Oh, Pat. Yeah, I'm going backwards in my notes right now, trying to figure it out. Okay, here's 22 Alpha in my notes. A crew of 22 Alpha was at race mile 180 looking for him. Copy. 22 Alpha is in Metomi Wash. Would that be at race mile 179? And who's reporting? And your name, 20 Alpha? I only ask because we've had people playing games on the channel. You're the real guy. Thanks a lot. And so that 179 in Metomi Wash is good information. 141, tell me that frequency again. 141 Chase, copy weatherman. Are you the 141 Chase that wanted me to relay to Chase 2 at check 2? Okay, do you want anything from your Chase guy at check 2? Okay, the co-driver for 141 is not at check 3. Where is he, in fact? 141 co-driver is at checkpoint 2 in the second chase vehicle. Copy. 141 is intel. They're headed back to camp. So chase 2 at check, or chase at check 2, head on back. Chase 2 at check 2, are you going to Morelia Road or are you going back to 2? They're going back to Morelia.
Weatherman Ops.
Ops?
Yeah, before you told me that 1641 was being towed in by 1641 Chase. As of right now, we haven't seen either one of them, and we're wondering if is there any way you can get a hold of them?
Well, do you think they had time to get that?
They were coming from 112, which was coming out of Urmadi thing. We're just wondering whether that is it. I mean, you knew, or you got sure information that they were being towed by their chase vehicle?
John, I wouldn't lie to you. 141 Chase again? 141, all 141s go to channel 4.
Rescue director, go to channel 2 for incident 1.
Hi, copy, Greg, thank you.
Okay, Bob, back to 1641. As far as you know, he is being towed by his chase, correct?
Yeah, I got horses now.
Okie dokie, sir.
Take back to CCI, copy, Jesse.
CMO, what's your, what are you doing?
I am hooking up a trailer.
Right on. What's Scott doing, celebrating?
Whining about his dollar.
Come back.
Hey, Jones, I need you to come by the Costa Azul and bring me my fucking dollar right now.
You know what, fucker? I will bring you your dollar signed, sealed, and delivered to you.
He did this 250 miles, though.
So unhappy that it's unbelievable.
Hey, I actually had a great day.
My cousin's sent me off.
We kind of outfall ourselves, so I'll tell you about it when you get over here. My car was running good today.
I don't know when I can get down there, you know what, though? I would like to come down there and shoot the ball a little bit.
No big deal.
If I come down there, do you got a parking spot for me?
That's the crossroads.
This is the one I've been talking on to George.
Okay, well, I haven't got that. I was just wondering what you have for a closing time for finish line.
Yeah, approximately 8:55.
Okay, so we're just going to let these guys come in then and shut George down at 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock's fine.
Can you talk to him?
Don't know where he got. He's not here with me. I don't know where he got to.
In your door, in your room door.
He's not here with me.
To him. One block down.
Has 554 finished yet?
You know, that's one thing that I never have somebody at the finish line telling me who the finishers are, like we have at checkpoint 1, 2, 3, and 4. The guys at the finish line that do the timing of the scoring, they're too busy, and it's, you know, their high priority is getting the times right. And, you know, it's something we need, somebody reporting the cars that finish. It's for the interest of the people on the internet, it's for the interest of the people out in radio land, but we just never do that.
Do you know if they pass through checkpoint 4 or not?
What am I to check 4?
Yeah, have you seen 554?
Or any more of those cars on the list through Metomi? JVR, JVR, score ops.
Yes, go ahead.
We had an 11 or a Rhino finish yet?
11 finished, 11, the 11 finished within time, no Rhinos.
Copy that.
Four straight. What time are you going to be at your turnoff? Okay, because I'm just about at your turnoff to your house.
Instant one off. You trying to call us? He's on the phone, and we're trying to get his attention as soon as he gets off the phone to call you.
Score ops, timing and scoring, score ops.
Go ahead, timing and scoring.
John, we're in the last printing phase now. We're probably 15 minutes from wrap-up up here.
Copy that. We're getting ready to bring you the radio gear over.
Okay, perfect.
Call 3 in the morning. BFG Fox Van to Relay 12.
I'm sorry, you're calling one man? Go ahead on. Copy, 1802 through 4. Race mile 200. Copy, 135 is on his way back.
Weatherman, score ops.
On the right side of the dash, like the right side of the steering column on the dash, there's a toggle switch. Just make sure that's not up, it needs to be down.
Still a lot of cars out there.
As far as anybody finishing there, that part's done.
It's a booger, John, when they spend that much money, take that much effort and time and pre-run and everything else, and you're not there at the finish line to greet them. I think you ought to stay open.
Hey, I would. You got to talk to George. He's the one that's shutting it down out there.
I tell you, weatherman.
Well, weatherman can't go off the air until he comes up with the joke of the day.
Yeah, weatherman, this is radio, copy.
Go ahead.
For the joke of the day, could you let me know where your location is going to be for the evening?
Well, I got so many antennas. I put up two-way antennas. One of them, the coax or the antenna was bad, so I came down and got a new antenna in the coax. I put it up. So I got three units up there, and it's just too much to take down, climb up and put them up on top of the camper, and do it all tonight. So I'm just staying up here. Right now I'm cooking myself a really nice pork chop and a leftover lamb chop and some beans and some nice sauteed mushrooms, onions, and green peppers and a bottle of wine, and I'm fine.
What's your location again? I'll be right there.
I'm up at La Hacienda.
I'll bring the applesauce.
How far is that from the marina?
It's just 7 clicks down the highway.
Well, it might be safer to do it in the morning since there's so much activity going on around here, but I don't think it'll be any problem at all to strap it on here. The plan is I've got Carl going up to Pete's camp with Tom. Tom's going to leave at 5 in the morning. Carl will be standing outside his door waiting. Dave will go ahead and rendezvous with Bill tonight, get that taken care of, and then Dave will show up in the motorhome here at 8 in the morning, and I'll throw my bag in there, and he'll jump out, and Cookie will take it on up
It can be.
Anyway, so.
Well, I don't want to take him down tonight.
Oh, I see. All right, well, I'm going to stop by anyhow, and I need to pick up a key from you.
A key for what? Okay, I know what key.
Thank you. Key to my heart.
Pardon me, but I got to turn my meat.
I'm here and Laird are going out to park out at Pete's, correct? Over.
Yeah, that's correct. We're on our way.
Bob, man, it's the same as the same. You owe us that joke, man. Come on.
This door for you to take him up to Pete's camp and drop him with Raphael, okay?
Yep, will do.
Fun. The last item is I did make contact with Laird's guys. They're in the restaurant still eating. When they're done, they're going to pull that truck over here and we're going to figure out how to unload that fuel on the ground back there, and then we're done with it. So with all this being wrapped up, I believe, I'm going to wait for Jeff, and when he gets here, we're going to go on down to the awards.
Third or fourth on the road at one time.
Be back here probably in about an hour or so.
No. Hey, Frank, when you hook up with my guys, can you tell them that all of them that are staying at the motel, I don't know, I may need to come and get their keys or something, because I got a $50 deposit. And also, Jeff have Brett's room?
But what a man, Ops missed a joke. We were doing something else. Can you repeat it? There's three of them in the restaurant, but that's it.
2 or 3 minutes.
Here with them.
Checkpoints, you know, 60, 70, 80 miles apart, and you have the pits, you know, 50 miles apart, interspersed, we could really find some cars through BFG Relay and myself if we had all the pit locations, Baja pits where they're all located, and the pits that were willing to keep track of every car through every pit. We'd have it made finding cars in short order.
Okay. And what is the $400 rally check for?
The 9 car?
For your information, only works after it's downloaded, after the race is over. It doesn't spit out real-time information while the vehicle's traveling.
Oh, okay, thank you.
But there is a system that we used on 25 vehicles to date that is capable of doing the real-time spit out, and it worked pretty good on those 25 vehicles. We were able to track them at ops through the whole race.
Weatherman and ops, this is Brian at Pro Truck. Thanks you guys for all your help, and have a blessed weekend.
Dan Park, I'm adding the lamb chop now, and the beans, and the green peppers, onions, and mushrooms. Boy, does it smell good. Yeah, I found the corkscrew. I'm going to open it pretty soon here, too.
The tree, is there anything else that you need before I head up there?
What's that?
The trailer, is there anything else that you need before I head up there?
You don't need to head up here tonight. I'll be down there early enough in the morning. I'm going to have breakfast at George's.
Okay, Ralph's leaving at 7, but he's going to stay in Ensenada or TJ tomorrow night. He can't cross till Monday, so I wanted to get the paperwork that I needed before then. So you'll be here down here around 4, 7, or 8.
Oh, you're headed back with Ralph?
No, but the trailer's leaving. That's the key that I need.
I don't have the key to the trailer.
The key to the box in the trailer with the paperwork?
10-4, but I can give that to anybody going back.
But the trailer won't be back until Monday. He has to cross through customs on Monday, but he's leaving tomorrow morning early to stay in Ensenada all day. I was just going to come by tonight. I have to go to the marina right now anyway, which you're not far from, so I was just going to come by and pick that up real quick.
Whatever.
See you in a few.
radios. We have a rule, CR-52, that bans amateur band and marine band radios. And we don't enforce it. And we have to, because we're coming up on the 500. And frankly, I'm not going to put up with this anymore as far as, weatherman, weatherman, do you read me? Weatherman, weatherman, do you read me? And you say, yes, yes, I read you. Yes, yes, I read you. The third time, you know he's got an amateur band radio and his receiver's so inundated with unwanted signal, he can't hear you. So he's taking up all this airtime that nobody else can use because he's hogging it and can't hear. It's the bane of off-road racing, and we have to put a stop to it. And we got to publicize it that, you know, your chase crews, nobody can use these radios anymore. Take them back to the people that you bought them from, the people that cut the diode to make...
Speaking of diodes cut, I just completely lost you.
Stand by. 1802, go ahead. Yeah, I just hope the finish line's there when you get there, Mr. Rhino. Yeah, 10-4. Anyway, I think I'm going to buy me a Rhino and go racing against you guys instead of being the weatherman. Yeah, it's got to be faster than Eric Solar's auto, though.
When you come in, there is lights out here, but kind of watch yourself. There's a lot of people milling about, taking down stuff, so be careful.
I didn't, you know, want to go off at the end of the race, but I wanted to explain to you what the interference really comes from. At the observatory, they make me shut down. Every time I'm up there, and while I'm shut down, they measure their equipment, because they think I'm interfering. And I'm not interfering. They've never, ever showed me interfering. When I shut down, they still have the crap all over their instrumentation. And we're going to get kicked out of the observatory because on race day, all that crap ruins their experiments. And it's all because of amateur band radios. And, boy, I'm telling you, they're illegal. The guy that cuts the diode to make it work in the amateur band, his fine's $10,000. Yet there's a company in off-road racing that does this and promotes the...
Bob, are you stopping transmissions or is somebody cutting you in or off?
No, you have a timeout timer in effect, and after... so much transmission, your timeout timer cuts you off. In other words, it's a neat thing because if stuck mic, you get cut off after so long and it's not stuck anymore.
But we need to put that in everybody's radio.
We just need to let people know that they're anybody susceptible. I mean, that guy that was almost an hour this morning, I mean, he's got to feel so bad. If he doesn't, he doesn't have any conscience.
Probably doesn't have any radio left either. Hey, this old Roadmaster that I'm using, does it have that timer in it, or can it be put in?
No. I mean, fortunately, you know, those old Roadmasters, there was a guy in the Parker 400 race that ran the whole California side. We had to stop him when he came across and started Arizona. Because he's transmitting the whole time. Broken mic cord.
Yeah, also, while I got you, can I send this radio in to you? The internal speaker died on it.
Please put a note in the box.
You're saying you want me to send it to you guys and then put a note with what's wrong with it?
You can just send it in. Just put a note with what's wrong with it and how to get a hold of you.
Okay, okay. Hey, Bob, is Bill with you?
I'm sorry, I was turning my meat and stirring my beans. What's up?
Yeah, hey, Mom, is Bill Wick around?
Wick turned in his radio, I think. But he's around.
I can get a hold of him, whoever needs him.
That's me and Ollie. I just want to address
say I'll see him later. I'll see him for the next race. You tell him that for me, though.
Good man, I just want to say thank you very much for all your help today. You're the best there is out there. Thank you.
Scorosis, thank you for the compliment. I appreciate it. I got a little hefty this morning. I got Blake on the internet.
Scorosis, this is Instant 1D topic.
Man, it was well deserved on what you said as well, so the bleeping was on me.
Just to bleep Bob anyway.
Score ops, this is Instant 1D copy.
Go ahead, Instant 1.
I never got a hold of Score 2. Is there any way we can reach him and have him contact me?
Okay, we verbally told him to contact you as soon as possible, and then he took off for the awards thing, and I haven't seen him or heard from him since.
Transport will take place tomorrow morning.
Score 8, ops. Okay, Noe wanted to relay to you that he's leaving and will see us at the next race. Noe King, ops.
I copy.
Okay, be careful going home, buddy.
You got it.
Get back to PCI radio. Ma'am, are you still around?
Are you asking for?
I was talking with you about sending the radio in to get the speaker replaced.
Okay.
Okay, that's what I needed to know. Just make sure to send it to you guys out at BCI and then go from there with it, correct?
I just leave it to know, put a note in there that the internal speaker's not working, your phone number and your name, and we'll get back to you, let you know the details.
Okay, now you can discharge it all to Weatherman, because when he was talking is when the speaker went out.
I'm actually over the trailer right now. If you're anywhere nearby, we'll be here for a little while. If you want to just drop it off, save you the shipping.
We're going to need it to finish up tonight and travel home with it.
Not a problem. We'll see you next week.
How does that sound, Bob?
Turning his meat.
That had to be the joke of the day right there.
Copy. You got it, Bill. Take care. I'll be calling you during the week. Got it. See you guys later. Have a good night.
Hey, what's your ETA back here? Beer's getting warm. I'm drinking it. Hey, 8, on your way back, stop at La Hacienda and pick up a couple pork chops from Weatherman, will you?
Small loin lamb chops, 1.5 inches thick, and a bottle of Chateau Margaux.
Josh Edwards, you got a copy?
You couldn't say that again if you tried, Bob.
Chateau Margaux Beaujolais, $45 a bottle.
Robbie, you see anybody down there?
Quit taking it. He drinks that bottle. That wine is 45 cents a gallon.
Yeah, Annie Greenspring.
How about you, Josh Edwards? You got a copy?
Anything I would agree with. It's
the
time we go to bed,
you know,
it's over.
Okay, Bob, that rhino has finished.
Yeah, so, just close it up and go to sleep, shut the fuck up. Say again? Who gives a shit about the...
Yeah, there are a lot of people out here cheering for him, really.
1802. Started in the middle. That's a true story. God, this food looks good.
I think you need to top off the taco with a Pinot Noir.
A nice glass of Merlot.
And a warm bubble bath.
Josh Edwards, you got a copy?
Bubble bath, baby.
Scrubs, you copy?
Oh, God.
come down to the awards down at the Melicon?
What's up, Paul?
Just to have a face-to-face, because I can't go over to where you are. I can't go to the hospital. I'm stuck here.
I'll stay there. I don't think I need to go down there. Basically, it's a situation that we had previously talked about, and I'm just taking care of it right now, and all the other situations have been taken care of here, and we only have one person that might possibly have to actually file a claim, and we won't know until we get him to Tijuana tomorrow.
Okay, so we're good to go.
That's correct. Everything is going to be fine. Here I'm squaring it away with the doctor right now.
Okay, thanks, Al.
Is there a time that I could possibly see you tomorrow morning early?
Yeah. I try to leave early, but, yeah, let's, just call the radio.
Copy that. Try to give you a call by 7 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Actually, we can touch base tonight. After the awards, I can come over to your hotel.
Do you know where we're staying there? It's not at George's. I'm not staying at George's. I'm staying at a facility over by where the old hotel was, the Las Misiones. If you pass the turnoff for the Las Misiones and you proceed forward, there's like a liquor store on the left-hand side, and you go up a little bit further, there's these big wooden gates, and you'd see my truck out there.
Okay. Alright, if I can get over there, I will. For an hour, how long do you think you're going to be at the hospital?
I should be done with the hospital here hopefully in another, maybe 30 minutes at the most.
I want to come here. Do you have something we need to talk about?
No, just need to, you know, make sure that we're, you know, that you're apprised of all the, you know, stuff that went on. That's all. I don't want to tie up too much of your time. And I mean, if you want me to wait here at the hospital, I can wait here at the hospital and meet you right here if you want.
No, don't do that. I'll deal with you later on.
Okay, yeah, we'll be monitoring Channel 1 on the radio, and if I don't see you, you know, talk to you until tomorrow morning, that's fine also.
Okay, thanks.
Score 8, score 8, score out. We have Mr. McKenzie's paperwork from Check Tree. Terrible, rainy all day long. He said he wants to run score ops, and we'll go out and do a checkpoint. That's for sure. Want the checkpoint on the beach where they have lamb chops and whatever that thing is that the weatherman's drinking, and a bottle of Pinot Noir. Yeah.
And a lamb chop.
And a bubble bath. Who's that creature? Everybody's the same gentleman that wants a Pinot Noir with tacos. Hey, Tom or Larry, can you hear Frank? Has make it there yet, or are you on your way back, or what's the status? We were going to walk downtown so I can get results down to the awards. Brandon was going to go with us, but we were concerned about the key. Should we leave it at the front desk, or do you want me to put it on the right front tire? It'll be sitting on the top passenger side front tire. Nice.
Well, maybe I should have taken more time to enjoy that. I mean, the pork chop was... Well, if he had taken it off 6 or 7 seconds before I did, it would have been a slight pink inside. And the lamb, it was still red inside. That's the way I like it. But the wine, Anyway, have your tacos, have your enchiladas, have your Tecate beer. And I applaud you because you are in Mexico doing what you do in Mexico. But I just prefer the fighter life.
Want a bubble bath? I was missing you there for a minute.
Copy on the bubble bath. Well, Mary, can you check this bubble bath out?
Unfortunately,
the camper, the floor plan, or the floor pan in the shower, it's only about 3.5 inches high. And I just can't get a full bubble bath in that.
How about a bottle of spray whipped cream? That sounds pretty good.
Next time.
Well, you know, in my home, I have a monster bathtub. Just absolutely monster. And, I got bubble bath there.
You need a monster bathtub just to get in, Bob.
The both of us?
Yeah, really.
At his age, he doesn't need to take bubble baths.
You'd be surprised. I really enjoy them, and I do take them at least once every couple weeks.
Oh, good God, too much information.
Almost, you know, if you could just think about that and visualize that, that does get scary.
But then I'm never alone. Except when it comes to the Weatherman Relay, I don't have any friends to help me.
I'll always help you, Weatherman.
I don't even know if I know you. How do I know that you rub my back the right way?
Well, so after I show you how to rub mine, then you can show me how to rub yours.
That's fair. Now that's fair. You're not all blonde.
Definitely not any blonde.
Is this 1641 Chase?
It is.
Have you found your vehicle yet?
I found it. And I think it's covered mile marker from 2-8 to... Well, we want to be at the finish line pretty soon. Calling it. Thank you. Helping you out.
Won't you go to Rockadal first?
If I don't get that bubble back, I'm not going anywhere.
I do have a giant trash bag that I could rig somehow up for a bubble bath. Keep the water in at least.
Like the gentleman said before, once again, too much information.
Too much information? Don't you like to have a good time?
Well, for sure, but we don't need everybody else knowing about it.
Poor Mexico. Who cares?
Yeah, what we do in Mexico stays in Mexico, unless you catch it.
Affirmative.
Oh my God, is it still going? Colossus Tustano. He bleeped me this morning. That guy with a stuck mic was saying, you know, he's really an asshole, and then when he gets going during the day, he gets worse and worse. I probably do, but, you know, who turned out to be the biggest asshole of all times?
People learn to appreciate that asshole at the end of the day.
Yeah, he's still here after some 30 years.
Hey, Bob, have we got any loose ends we need to tie up with anything that you know of? As far as incidences and all that stuff, we're pretty... with all them, correct?
The only loose end that's never been solved is the fact that Rick Johnson found Quad 72 Alpha at race mile 174 or something like that. But then we found him on the end of a string on a Suburban going out. And they all swear up and down that it was a Yamaha, and that was the guy, and that was the Suburban with the Mexican plates, and that was our only real hangy. I don't feel it's a hangy anymore.
Okay, that, and let's see, we put 73 off for the bed, so that's good. Except I wouldn't want to be those boys that were driving one to the 73 Alpha when Mama got them.
You got a note that I put up on the stove with a magnet that said 249 X-ray contact score ops. You never got back to me on that.
Okay, he never needed to force. What the deal was on that was, let me see if I can find where it was. It was a whole lot of information as to where they wanted him to go once he got out. It wasn't anything important. It was just enough information that if I'd have given it to you, we'd have used up a whole lot of air time.
Check four. You know, from the airport, you can see in the sky the halo and the lights of the town. And you just got to head for that. And when you come out, you know, of the airport on a paved road, you want to go straight. In other words, when you come out, right is to Per Se Boo, and straight is to town.
Hey, weatherman, what you got to realize is check four is blonde.
Yeah, 10-4. You got to go north from the airport, and, go north.
And then west.
No, just straight north. Yeah, there's tanks for all kinds of fuels and things, but, which way do you see the lights compared to which way that the tanks are? Okay. That'll get you here.
Score 8, score ops. Hey, when we set up the race course next year, let's have Zavo, mark it.
Test 3.
Maybe start and finish, you won't get lost there. I bet she turns the wrong way.
Okay, Zavo, when you hit that pavement, you want to go, like, straight north. Straight north.
It's really fun taking on Zappo when he can't get back and hit you.
And then to get to San Felipe, you continue straight going north. Well, you're welcome. You're absolutely welcome. Then when you get to the junction, make a right turn. Go 1,000 yards, make a left turn on the bricks. Go to the second street, make a right turn, follow it around. It'll go around to the left, and then it'll go around to the right. And there I am.
1641, pulling into the finish with the Rhino. Nobody's here.
1641, stand by. We'll walk outside and wave to you.
Please. ACI Reed, weatherman, you copy?
Go ahead, Rhea.
I've changed my mind. I'm coming into La Hacienda tonight. I will be sleeping in the toter home when you come down in the morning, if you wouldn't mind bringing me that key.
I can do that. So Ralph didn't take it off until tomorrow at what time?
He says he wants to leave at 8, but since I'm sleeping at the toter home, he's not leaving until you bring me the key.
Yeah, 10-4. I could be down by then if I get up early enough. But I only have 1 hour sleep last night, or this morning.
I know, no problem. That's why I'm staying in the toter home. He can't leave until you're here and ready, so take your time. He doesn't have any reason to rush. He can't cross the border tomorrow anyway. He has to wait till Monday, so I will see you when you get down here. I hope you enjoyed your dinner.
Ran and I ate too fast. I just wish that I had taken twice as long. It was so good. Oh, go ahead. No, it's a hacienda. It's not a hotel, it's a complex. It's the Newport Beach of the South. That's really south of town. Yeah. Oh, 54, that's Campo Cadeno, the nudist beach. I remember breaking a scout one time, being a straw pit for about 18 vehicles. I was supposed to be at the top of the summit. And I had 9 tires in my 65 International. In it, on it, at the back of it. And old Wild Bill Collins and I, we broke on Portocitos Road. Lost a left front wheel. And we're going too fast, drinking too much. And we hit a rut where somebody took a left over the berm, and we took that left over the berm in the rut and hit a tree. And so we were midway hit, and we needed planks to get the truck out. And we went down to Campo Cadeno, and they're all nudes down there at the north side of the beach, and they're all Sano at the south side, or vice versa, I forget. It wasn't anything that you wanted to look at too long.
Weatherman, this is 1641. We just made it across the finish, and we got treated. Thank you for all your help, and have a great night. Off till the 500.
Hey, you guys got to come out to Parker. Spend some time with me, you know? A few days, a week, whatever. I live right on the river. Yeah, I go four-wheeling almost every other weekend with my Parker four-wheelers. But in any case, you know, we could solve the problems of the world, off-road racing, communications, everything else.
862, change to weatherman.
two made it to the finish line, but not before the cutoff, but there were people there to greet them. 862?
Yeah, we blew a motor yesterday and had a spare motor hung above the water for about 4 hours. Do you have a sad tale for us, over?
So what are you telling me? You got the spare motor, you want to put it in the car to start the race now?
Yeah, about 24 hours ago it showed up, but customs wouldn't allow it. What do you have to say? What do you think?
Now, you're saying the spare motor is still with customs?
That's actually, so this is sort of a hypothetical situation. Our spare motor showed up at customs 24 hours ago, and they wouldn't let it come in the country, and therefore we never got it over.
So is this a plea bargain that you would have got the True Grit Award if he had that engine on time?
10-4, sure.
Okay, now I don't even see him entered in the race.
Well, I can't remember our number, actually, but it was something, the story... Oh, I'm sorry, you're 861. Sorry about that, weatherman.
Okay, now, I saw you guys go through contingency. What were you doing? You had somebody down there with your feet pedaling through?
For the record, we have this new, brand new truck that just got finished in Phoenix, and then we hauled tail down to San Felipe, and it never actually rolled through the dirt. So we contingencied it, checked it, and took it out to test it. It went about 3 miles and threw a couple of rods through the side of the block. Over.
Okay, I won't ask you who your motor builder is or who forgot to put the oil in the motor, but so you had another motor. It could have got there, but they held it up.
So there's a factory Ford off the assembly line motor, and a couple of rods fell off the side of the block. And actually, it had about probably 1 hour of dyno time. Only to assure that the transmission would actually shift correctly under a load.
Well, you know, you guys kick ass and best of the desert. You come down here and score kicks your ass. That's too bad.
Well, we definitely had it, Baja handed to us yesterday, over.
And you know, in Africa, in 81, in Africa, they blew these trannies. We had three cars, actually four with a pig. They call them pigs down there for chase vehicles, or not chase, but free runners. Anyway, they blew trannies coming from Mombasa at the where they let them off the ships into Nairobi. And I don't want my timeout timer to go, so I'm going to let up for a second. Anyway, two trannies of the four vehicles, Rod Halls and Malcolm Smith, blew on the way, you know, going 80 miles or so. So they didn't have, they brought a carburetor guy and they brought a fabricator and a welder and everything else, but they didn't bring a tranny guy. Well, I took a 400 apart one time, so I ruined somebody's pliers and made a reverse O-ring kicker offer. And I took the trannies apart, and out of two of them, I made one good. I told Straub, man, you got to take all these trannies apart because whoever built them did something wrong. Oh, no, no, this guy is the greatest. Well, anyway, the greatest did something wrong, one of his guys. And we lost two other trannies in the race. And but Malcolm finished first, and Rodney finished second. It was a good story, good ending, because there were foreigners that would have won, you know. But anyway, it just shows to go you that was my timeout timer. Shows to go you that you got to do a lot of testing. When you come to a score race, they're brutal. Those pussy races at the best in the desert, you know, you can run those and not have to worry. But down here, you guys got to do a little more testing.
Well, what I tell all my guys that I bring down here to pit is, welcome to Mantown.
Yeah, 10-4. Well, let's go.
Options is 8, I'm on my way back. People calling out, they wanted to get a status, but, when it comes down to it, if you're still looking for your car, you can think about our rods through the side of the block yesterday, a day early, and, welcome to Mantown.
You know, we got another tranny in to fix the fourth vehicle, and it cost $10,000 in, what do you call it, Mordida, to get it into the country through the customs.
it is a good custom store, but we, you know, we offered to pay custom last night. You know what? They said no race car, no motor.
So the moral of the story is you need two race cars.
Copy that, weatherman.
Anyway, anybody out there, after drinking three quarters of a bottle of wine and having a gin and tonic before, I'm getting pleasantly high. Is anybody stuck? Not that it's going to make any difference because everybody else is shut down.
It's 10-1, score up. You trying to call? Score up, copy that. Thanks a lot for your help, and yep, we'll probably see you guys in Ensenada and take care of going home. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Hal.
Here's your copy, and I'm on my way back to the whole thing.
Yeah, Billy, we copied you on your way back.
You just didn't want you to miss that transmission.
Oh, I wouldn't miss that for the world. And just in case anybody is aware, wants to know, 1641 has crossed the finish line, and the young lady is still looking for her bubble bath.
Well, I don't have any bubble bath with me or a bathtub in my camper, but I will show her the proper back rub techniques to get one in return.
Bob, we described you to the young lady, and she said she doesn't want to see that picture.
Well, now we know that's a crock of shit.
Weatherman, this is A61. By the way, if you 110 Kenwood, these things rock.
Hey, don't think I've been using two of them today. I didn't use an amateur band radio because I hate them for the first time. I got one Kenwood 160 channel doing the first batch, and another 160 channel doing the second batch of channels that we use.
Yeah, these are absolutely outstanding. Every team should buy at least like three or four of these things.
Hey, I appreciate that. We need the money. Hey, Scotty Boy in February did more sales than he's ever done. And you think of October and November as big months for racing because of the 1,000 coming up. He surpassed anything we've ever done October, November, just in February. We're going to have a record year. It's going to be unbelievable.
But you know what? It's customer service, baby.
Yeah, and the problem is we got growing pains right now. We're trying to do our best, but God, trying to get every shipment out every day. Internet orders, 4, 5, 6, 7 intercoms every day. All with four headset things for the sand guys. Yeah, I mean, it's almost impossible, but we do it.
Hey, and that guy, Scott's assistant, Gerard, that guy, he's pretty awesome, too.
Hey, and Ralph. We got a new Gerardo in Ralph. He is awesome. He's just the go-to guy. Gerardo gets to keep just working his butt off, and Ralph's taking a lot of the pressure off him. And then Jimmy, too, our new Jimmy.